talking about today is the process used to develop our estate plan for Minnesota. It's a plan for the state of the whole, not just the Minnesota Department of Health. On the left is our plan, which came from 2002. On the right is what we were aiming to get by May of 2007. Just to give a little background, we are funded under a CDC grant, which was awarded an implementation grant in 2002 for 5 years, and our competitive grant application was due in May 2007, which is when the state plan had to be completed by. In order to tie this in with the other presentations, again, we looked at health disparities in the planning process and also are included in our state plan, and I'm not going to talk about data and costs, and if you want that information, you can go to our website to get it. We did start with the data in our planning process, though, looking at health disparities. And we also included representation from tribal populations, racial, ethnic groups, and rural communities in each of our work groups. And we deliberately included objectives and strategies to address the disparities. And the resulting objectives are similar to the types of projects that people have been discussing. We started the process. Our manager hired a consultant to come in and pull the process together because we had a short time frame to do it. After about a month she was on the project, we still had no flow charts. We had no tools that were consistent, and being the planner in the program, I got really, really nervous and started to develop my own materials. And then the consultant sort of stopped working with us after we did that. In order to update the project, though, we had a steering committee, and we had 4 work groups that were meeting simultaneously. We also had 2 other work groups. The work-related asthma work group had completed its work the year before. And then INHALE is a work group comprised of Minnesota Department of Health staff with an interest or work in the area of asthma. And then we as program staff staff the work groups. The bottom just talks about an overview of what we kept in mind while we were doing the process, which sustainability, of course, is an important part. We ended up with we did have 116 people involved in all of the 4 work groups and the steering committee. And again, this was a plan for the whole state. I have a bunch of slides in here that I know you can't read, and it's more to show you examples of the process than to read them. But this was a chart I put together to try to get us on the same path as staff working through the process. The top boxes the staff working on it, working through the blue, the ones in the middle, the tannish, are the work group activities, and the bottom is the pink. The bottom is the staff at the bottom. And the significant part of here is I brought it to staff meeting and said that these are the work groups and we should fill them in going across so we all knew what everybody was planning to do and be coordinated in the approach. And this is my work group. I was the only one that filled it in through the whole process. And at the end, you'll see why this was good and bad. We did come up with a consistent vision statement, and it's pretty much a vision statement that most of us have when we develop state plans for asthma. In terms of the work groups, the thing that was important to look at, I think, is who was staffing them and who we had as partners, as chairs. The steering committee was staffed by our program manager, and it was chaired by the person who's the chair of the Minnesota Asthma Coalition, who's also an associate dean for student services at the College of Pharmacy at University of Minnesota. Work-related was co-staffed by 2 department staff, environmental research scientist and a public health fellow. Data and surveillance was co-staffed by 2 epidemiologists. Environment, again, was staffed by research scientists and a community member. Health professional education was staffed by our RN clinical advisor with a community member who's a nurse practitioner in the schools. I staffed individual, family, community, and I have an MSW, MPH, and my chair was a manager with a local public health department, and I staffed internal work group. The thing that's significant about this is you can see we come from diverse professional disciplines and backgrounds, and we also have diversity in terms of our length of service in government and our experiencing and staffing work groups. So that's how we went into this process. We came up with a charge for the steering committee, which is really to meld the objectives and goals that came out of the work groups. And I'm going to use the work group that I staffed to give you an example of how the process worked. And when we run out of time, I'll get to the evaluation at the end. So, of course, since I'm the planner, I came up with all these tables. We deliberately picked key members we wanted on the work groups, and the top, across the top are the work groups, and down the side is just a sample of all the different people and categories we wanted to make sure were represented. This was a sample of work group members from my group. Included people from philanthropy, School of Nursing at University of Minnesota, School of Public Health, the Department of Education, the person that did the home visiting for our home environmental projects, the Asthma Coalition, the Iverson Corner Drug. It was the pharmacist that owns a drugstore way up in northern Minnesota in Bemidji, and the woman on the right's a physician from one of the practices, and the woman on the left was my chair, who's from the local public health. And the first meeting was November 20th, and our goal was to be done actually by February, and we were done a little bit after that. We all came up with charges for the group related to our individual work groups. We did a huge amount of work between meetings, and I was fortunate to have a chair that really helped me work on, get the work done. At the first meeting for my group, we had people go around and identify what they thought were the most important needs or gaps related to asthma awareness and management within and among individual families and communities, and they came up with 70 gaps, and that's what we used as the framework for going through the planning process. We had a lot of tables like this that we handed out, and I know these are all the ones you can't read. We started, this is, at the first meeting, we did a structured review of current objectives and accomplishments from the plan that was in place. We started looking at the gaps that were in that plan, goals, objectives, and this is how I presented the data, was matching it up with what had been accomplished. The other work groups just had separate data presentations by the epidemiologists, but we were trying to do this in a logical model. So we used flexibility within all the work groups. Meeting two through four, we ended up having a presentation by one of the members of the work group who was involved in local asthma programming. So this one was on Washington County, had a countywide initiative to do that. This just says we basically used a lot of work between meetings. Any public health nurses in the audience? Minnesota is famous for this model of public health nursing interventions. And we used this framework to remind us that we were looking at population-based interventions that were individual systems and community-focused. And around the wheel, you have all the different areas where you can do your interventions. Out of that list of 70 gaps, we came up with four main categories where we grouped the gaps together. They related to policy law, individual family provider responsibility gaps, education systems, and resources and coordination. And again, we came up with lots of charts that we handed out before the meeting. We emailed out, and we had people work in the different areas. So on the left, we took the gaps and categorized them. All those 70 fit under those categories so that they could see that we listened to them and their work was recognized. We recommended a goal. We looked at objectives from the previous plan, and then we brainstormed what would be new ones. In meeting three, we had a presentation on our in-home environmental education program. The person talked about that, and we started talking about proposed objectives and strategies. And again, we had another chart still following all the way through gaps, goals, objectives, strategies, and potential supporting organizations. On the right, we had indicators, how we would evaluate the objectives, and we actually never got to that at the end, and that went back to staff to work on. We also had them prioritize the objectives. So we had big charts on the board. They went around with sticky dots, and they prioritized the objectives that we had come up with as staff and chair and brought back to them. So they actually had scribbles all on them because they had changed what some of them were. Meeting four, we had a presentation on the Asthma Coalition. And at that point, the draft guidelines had came out, so we went back and looked at to make sure what we were coming up with was consistent with the guidelines. And again, we started further refining objectives and strategies. This is, again, we brought this back to the group. This was close to the final, and we gave them that to them to look at again. So it was really just refining it. And the final plan's up on the website, so you can go in and look at that. We ended up with four goals, 15 objectives, 48 strategies. They came to the internal work group, the of Minnesota Department of Health staff. They refined it further. Then it went to our asthma staff, where all the objectives from all the work groups came together, and we tried to merge those all together and come up with a plan. That was a very long meeting. These were the objectives or the goals that we came up with from my group or in the overall plan. When we ended up with these seven goals for the plan in total. So in the final plan, there are actually seven goals, 39 objectives, 157 strategies, but we also got a lot of commitment and buy-in from the members to do this. This is just the format of the state plan, which was bringing all together the work of the work groups to do that. I'm not going to go through these because these are on our website, but these are the goals and details. In terms of challenges, obviously coordinating five groups simultaneously was a really big challenge. To go back to the beginning, the diversity of our staff skills and knowledge presented challenges, but also in a way was exciting because we were learning from each other. Keeping individuals from outside the Twin Cities areas engaged, we did telephone conference calling for all our work groups, but it still meant that some people weren't in the room. We refined our skills in that, like we always knew to call on the person on the phone first to make sure we got their input, because otherwise you get real excited and you forget that there's people on the phone, and you just keep on going and talk to them. Engaging representatives from tribal populations, racial, ethnic groups, was always a difficult issue in Minnesota to keep them engaged. And maintaining integrity of the process, because we didn't have that chart in the beginning filled in. At one point, our program manager wanted to bring staff work back to the steering committee before it came back to the work groups. And we said, no, it has to come to the work groups first because they're working on it before it could go back up to the steering committee. So if we had had that chart in the beginning completed, it would have been helpful to do that. But you'll see it worked out at the end. Lessons learned. It's really important to take time to plan and organize what you're doing. Meeting Wizard worked extremely well to get people involved. They liked it. They felt like we were considering their time. Spending more time and staff sharing ideas would have been better, because a lot of the issues that the people before me said crossed the different areas. So things that came out of the work group I staffed really related to quality improvement, professional education, and we really need that time to make sure we all agreed on them at the end. And I've talked a lot about the successes already, is that we really got people to buy in. And I just wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about the evaluation. We did we sent a web link out in mid-August, so it was 3 months after the end of the process. Out of the 116 people, we got 46 responses. These are the groups, the way that it broke down in terms of responses. Mine had the highest on it, but that's fine. The work-related asthma, though, is the one that I was most impressed with, because that group had ended a year earlier, but 41% of the people responded, which means that they had a lot of buy-in. When we asked about overall satisfaction with the process, 100% said the revised asthma state plan reflected the input of the group participants, which I think is amazing for the 46 that responded. 85% said they were satisfied with the goals, objectives, and strategies developed by the group. We asked about them taking action. 39% said they had already taken action as a result of participating in the group. There are 18 open-ended responses, which were all the yes answers. So every person that took action wrote a comment about what they did back to us. And do they plan to take action? 37%, and 15 responded. I think that was 15 out of 17 wrote the answers, which I think was amazing, too. And when we asked what the most useful part, so this was open-ended, we got 32 responses of people that filled in an open-ended response. They found it really interesting and helpful to have discussions with the different stakeholders from the different perspective, the multidisciplinary input. About half the people said that. The meetings were useful. They liked the lit review and some of the discussions we had. The suggestions for improving it, 8 said none. One person said even in the end they felt that it was MDH's, Minnesota Department of Health state plan, rather than reflective of the other activities in the state. One person said more involved more frontline workers. One person said more diversity. A couple people sort of hinted at the mix of the members was good, but we had too many people on each work group. And then the other comments were, I thought this was a great group and hope to be involved in the future. Thanks. As always, the hard part is the actual execution of the plan, but that person volunteered to do a whole bunch on executing it and gave suggestions. And thank you for inviting me to participate, which were really nice comments to get back. And then we had a party at the end, and this is the picture of the people that showed up. So. That's it. We had trouble recruiting people to be on the process a little bit, and then having them come to some of the meetings. The tribal people were looking for Greater Minnesota, and they didn't call in as much as we would like. And then that was also a comment from one of the participants that we could have been better in increasing the diversity of people on the groups. We contacted people that we had worked with in the past already, and then we also went through some of the community organizations that were part of Minnesota Asthma Coalition. So we could have definitely done a much better job of reaching out, which is why I mentioned it, because I absolutely agree with that comment.